Reinvention doesn't happen overnight. Don't let anyone tell you it does. It's a steady process that takes a different amount of time for everyone. It depends on so many factors, like your mindset, your upbringing, your financial situation and disposable income, how big your dream is, how averse you are to risk, your level of confidence in your abilities to achieve it, your support system, how badly you want it, and so many other things. But don't let any of this deter you. It can all be overcome. As you listen to this book, the only person I want you to compare yourself to is the you of yesterday. And by yesterday, I don't mean literally the day before today. I've had my fair share of bum days. So if in my 6-month roller coaster period of daily highs and lows, I had looked at myself the previous day when I was quite literally doing better, that would have been a major deterrent to my forward momentum. Instead, I looked at the me of the week before, the month before, the year before. Was I better than that version of Karen? Yes? Then I needed to keep going. A well-known African proverb states, "If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together." Do you know when I really started to see movement in my life in the direction of my dreams? When I got a coach of my own. When I asked for help. When I realized I simply couldn't get to a life I loved all by myself. If you're anything like me, then I know right now you're cringing at the idea of asking for help or publicly admitting you need support. So here's your first lesson. There is nothing wrong with requesting help. It's not a sign of weakness. Quite the opposite. It's a sign of strength and courage, a key ingredient to your success formula. The strength to admit when you need support and the courage to follow through on what that guide is teaching you. If you heard that and thought, "Well, I've got a long way to go," take heart. Consider me a guide. And consider the fact that you picked up this book as a means of self-help and support. The fact that you've started listening to this book is a sign that you have the necessary strength and courage within you. There is so much to be learned from others who have been there and done that. That's why my coaching clients choose to work with me. They know I've already walked through the fire and come out on the other side better for it. In the years since I snagged my first coaching client, I've won a Reader's Favorite Award for my memoir, which helps women laugh and learn to love their bodies, raised over $2,000 to fight period poverty through my work with the Alliance for Period Supplies, been a guest on more than 65 podcasts, inspiring others to get unstuck and balance their priorities, and coached dozens of women to reach their professional and personal goals and reinvent their lives. While the lessons I'm teaching in this book are supported by proven studies run by a cohort of professional psychologists and business people, every one of them is based on real-life experiences, ones my coaching clients and I have lived through, with practical applications and exercises for you to complete. You might be wondering, can a book really change my life? To which I would respond, hell yes! I had my own experience with a life-altering book in 2017 when I read Helene Lerner's In Her Power. What I had been doing wasn't working for my life, and thanks to Helene, I was finally in a place where I could accept that something had to give. She wrote in a way that felt as if she knew exactly what I was going through, and she shared concrete strategies for how to tap into my power and change my circumstances. My hope is that you are ready to receive the messages in this book. If you are, you will truly experience a transformation. So what can you expect next? Part 1 of Grab Life by the Dreams will help you discover how you can be more in tune with the dreams that you have for your life and how you can walk through the change with a firm and fearless commitment. Part 2 will share specific steps you can take to help you reach your fulfillment, such as turning inward, shifting your mindset, and exploring your spirituality. Part 3 will share my specific process to edit your life,